Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to check a charge that just came on my credit card from you guys.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
60142.
Your first and last name?
Judy Jorgensen.
See an account match your name. Could you please verify your address?
10425 Woodbine Road, Huntley, Illinois.
Thank you. So there was a purchase here for our smartwatch. It was made on the 30th of January for $11.94 for the warranty. And then there's a $56.95 charge for the watch.
Okay, you can cancel that because this was not indicated at all. And I got the watch today and it is a piece of garbage.
Yes, sir.
And I can send it back if you would like it back, or I can throw it away.
Okay. So, let's see here. We don't actually accept the items back due to
marvelous.
COVID.
Just,
so you do get to keep the product, and I can provide a 35% refund.
Nope. The entire thing off of my account. This is misrepresented. The watch was free, just pay shipping. And now you're charging $56 for something. Not going to happen.
Okay, well, I do apologize about that. But the best that I can do for you is a 50% refund because it was stated in our terms and conditions.
Nope. Not going to happen.
So I do
apologize. This is a scam. This sounds like a scam. You're going to give me your name and your supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. So it was stated in our terms and conditions that you would be billed the full amount of the product if you didn't call in and cancel. And I do apologize about that. But the best I
call
can do
in and cancel.
Yes, ma'am.
Call in and cancel where? When?
So it was a trial of our product.
And when was I supposed to call it and cancel?
So it was a 14-day trial.
Okay, and I just did this on Sunday, you said? And I just got it today? And I have a 14-day trial to call and cancel? Consider this my call and cancel.
Yes. So give me one second. Let me read over the account. I'm sorry. I do apologize about that. So there was a 48-hour wait. So what you paid was $11.94 for the warranty. And then there was the $56.95 charge. That's the full amount of the product. So there won't be any future trials, future charges to your account.
No, there isn't. There isn't this one. This is not as it was represented. And if you guys can sell this for $455 or something, if in a real purchase, there's a lot of stupid people out here.
So no, ma'am, it was only $56.95.
No, it said the value of the watch was like $400 and some, and I was selected to get it for free. Did I want to try it? And nothing said 48 hours to call you back, and I haven't even had it for 12 hours.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do apologize. I did get the account canceled for you, and I can process a 50% refund.
No, you can't. You're going to do everything. This is a scam.
Yes, ma'am. So the best I can do, again, is a 50% refund. It was stated
nope.
in our terms and conditions.
Okay, well, I will be contesting it with Capital One, and they will be in contact with you because they told me exactly what you were going to say, and I'm going to say you started out with 35% and you went up to 50% during the conversation, and this is exactly what they told me that you would do.
So just give me 1 second. I can speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for you. Just let me put you on a brief hold. So yes, ma'am, I did speak with my supervisor. We will be able to give you the full refund. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Full refund is meaning what?
So it'll be for $56.95.
And the $11.59?
Yes, ma'am, I can process a refund for that as well.
All righty.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope. I appreciate that very much, and I will watch for it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest
of your day. You as well. Thank you.